You are listening to the 35th episode of Talk and Rock with GMH.
Let's talk and rock. It's Talk and Rock with GMH.
Welcome to the podcast where we talk rock. I'm your host, GMH, and thank you guys so much for tuning into this week's episode of Talk and Rock with GMH. We've got a super awesome interview coming up next, but first we gotta do the song of the week. This week's song of the week is brought to you by Flower and Flower. Baked with love in Winnipeg, Flower and Flower specializes in bespoke cookies, cakes, and more, using organic and pesticide-free edible flowers in every product they make, treats that are one of a kind. Follow them on IG at FLOUR and FLOWERWPG, or you can find them on their website, www.flowerandflower.ca. And exclusively for GMH listeners, you can use the promo code GMH to save 10% off until the end of December. So guys, please make sure to use that if you get a chance. So this week's song of the week is Ocean Pearl by 5440. All right, so 5440 are an awesome Canadian band. I'm not exactly sure where they're from, but their song Ocean Pearl is amazing. It starts off with an amazing opening guitar riff, and the drums sort of come in with a neat little sound along with it. And overall, it's, in my opinion, although it is their biggest song, I think it definitely deserves that place because I think it's a super amazing song that a lot of groups and bands take inspiration from for sure. And thank you once again to Flower and Flower. Guys, please use that promo code GMH to save 10% off. All right, so we've got an amazing interview with Melly Farah coming up next. And yeah, we've got some amazing interviews in the works right now with several super awesome bands. I'll keep you guys posted. But in the meantime, here is Melly Farah. Hey, everyone. So today, our special guest on the podcast is Matt from Melly Farah. How are you today?
Good. And you?
Good. So first off, let's start by talking about the name Melly Farah. How did you come up with that, and what's the meaning behind it?
Okay, so finding a band name is always, for me at least, it was always a struggle. I mean, I never really thought about it. I just figured I'd do the, like, a lot of music was done before even the band name was there because I would just get stuck on it. But like, I'm really into bees and like learning about keeping bees and their behavioral patterns and stuff like that. They're super interesting. So I was just like looking into bees, and then I found like the Latin or the, I guess, yeah, the Latin name, you know how they call things by their Latin name is Apis mellifera. So I was like, oh, okay. And I looked, did a quick Google, see if there's any other bands. And then there wasn't many. There's one that does like some like EDM project in Germany. So I was like, all right, it's good enough for me. So yeah, there you go. And I'm really pumped about it. I think it's a cool name. The only issue is no one knows how to say it. And even I don't know how to say it. Like I did it through Google Translate, and it's mellifera. And I didn't like that. I don't know. I like Melly Farah better. I don't know.
Yeah. Like, well, that's why before the interview I asked. I always hate when I mess up people's names.
I spelt it wrong one time. I did Witch Police Radio. I spelt my own band name wrong.
Well, when I was like the other day when I was looking you up on Spotify, I was like, I was trying to guess the spelling without having to go back into Instagram, and I was just like M-E-L-L-L, and then I'm like, no, M-E-L. Eventually I found it. So yeah, that's neat. So how long have you been playing music for?
Jeez. I want to say like 8 years old. I was kind of, you know, I was into it. I mean, like obviously in middle school, I mean, we all played recorders, but in middle school, I was in band, so I did the flute, I did the saxophone. I really started messing around with guitar in like grade 8 or 9. I think grade 8 I got my first bass. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I was a huge bass guy. I mean, like, the bass is something I've actually like I took lessons for. I guess guitar was just kind of like the byproduct of that. Like, I don't really remember learning the guitar, but I just kind of remember doing it. So yeah. So yeah, I got the bass, and then, you know, I played Iron Maiden every day, and
yeah,
Black Sabbath, and yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So I've seen, like, through Instagram and stuff, although you play a rustic folk sort of sound,
yeah.
It seems like you draw a lot of inspiration in music in general from a lot of heavier bands as well.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. I mean, like, probably my favorite band, Metallica would be my favorite band. I mean, what I try to do with my folk music here, and the more I've been doing it, the more I'm kind of like thinking about this, is like playing live. I mean, you want to like rock the fuck out. I don't know. Can I cuss on here?
Yeah, you can.
Okay. You want to be able to like rock out. You know what I mean? Like, you, and then so making powerful music that makes you want to like bob your head. I mean, it's something I've always grew up on, and it just doesn't really go away. Right now, actually, AC/DC is really a big something I'm thinking about, because I'm listening to a lot of their music, and it's just every song's a jam. Like, every song is amazing. Yeah. And then I'm like, okay, well, what's going on here? So then I like the swing of it, you know what I mean? It's something that's like all music kind of like comes together, if it's a strange thing to say. I mean, like, you could take the best of this and make it a whole different thing, you know. Mm-hmm. But actually, I have a question for you. Did you listen to the new AC/DC album?
Yes.
What'd you think?
Okay, this is going to sound weird. I love it, but I'm also a little disappointed about it.
Oh, why?
I find in a little way, some of the songs definitely, I feel like AC/DC, because they've been going for so long, they're starting to run out of ideas. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Well, especially Malcolm passed away or whatever. Yeah. I mean, I assume that had a big role in it, but that shit blew me away, bro. I'm gonna be real with you. That might be one. Like, I mean, I was like listening to it. I was like, all right, let's see. Like, it's AC/DC. You know what I mean? Whatever. But I don't know, for some reason, like, suddenly they're just badass. All the songs are just so badass.
Yeah. Well, their song Shot in the Dark.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was coming out right away, and my cousin like forwarded it to me. Yeah. And I'm like, wow, this is well, I don't know. We talked about it a little bit, and I was listening to it, and that song was pretty insane, because the way that it was sort of like the single off the album, and they like, it was like their first release from Power Up. When I heard that, I was just like, they had like that clean riff, and then it went into like that full band like crazy sound, and it was awesome. And their song Kick You When You're Down was super groovy
as I love that's an amazing song. It's just like toe tapping rock, man. Like, that's like you can't get any better than that. I mean, and that's another thing about rock that's awesome. I mean,
like, nothing's gonna stop AC/DC.
Oh, like, no, and that's like, it was like, I thought it was done. Like, and it's like, I was like, you know what? It's one of those things. It's like, you know, I mean, they had a good run and stuff. When they came back, it's just like, and then came back and like, not even like, I don't know, like, just like totally with force. And you know what I mean? And it's twisting. Like, I mean, those guys don't need money, but it's like they're not reining it in. They're just absolutely crushing it. I'm like, I've been nonstop playing to that. Like, oh, so good. Like, Witch of Spell, such a good song. Ugh, everything. I love that album. That's like definitely a surprise. I mean,
And especially the fact that they're coming back and putting out their first album since 2014, was it?
Yeah, I think Rock. Yeah, that was 2000. Yeah, yeah. Like that. But I mean, like, it literally was like surprise. Like,
no one knew.
And then dropped. I'm like, what? Like, no way. And like, it's
and in the middle of a pandemic.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So like honestly, AC/DC saved the year, man.
Yeah.
I mean, and then I don't know. They're just really, it's just so incredible. I mean, it's, yeah, I fucking love AC/DC.
Yeah. So, as a songwriter, who are some of your biggest inspirations?
Okay, well, I'd say Robin Pecknold from the Fleet Foxes is a big one.
Okay.
Neil Young is a really big one. I mean, I'm really into these guys that do a lot of like harmony work. Like it's like Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young, like, I mean, amazing harmonies, stuff like that.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
I find that really interesting, partly because it's like, I struggle with it a lot. Every harmony that will ever be on any of my music has been a 3-day process to figure it out, because I'm so bad at it. I'm just so bad at it. But again, on the rock side, I mean, James Hetfield is huge.
Oh, yeah.
Huge. Sort of like the power, the riff there, and sort of how the way.
Yeah. And sort of like AC/DC, Metallica also. What a long running, like, they're still going. Like,
oh, Metallica's so good. And they're Hardwired, such a great album. The more I listen to it, the more it's like, it still feels fresh to me. It's crazy. Like, it came out almost like 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, I can't even believe that. But, like, I still honestly listen to those songs all the time. Yeah. Like, it's.
Did you see them when they came to Winnipeg?
Yeah, I saw them twice, actually. I saw them in Grand Forks and I saw them in Winnipeg. I was front row. Had to be. And then it just was the greatest experience of my life. I mean, I have a poster over there. I got a pic from James. It was great. Lars, this funny story. Lars, you know, he spits water at people. You know that?
Yeah.
He's right in my mouth, man. I pointed at him and went, Lars, come here. And he went, spat my mouth with this water. And it was just fucking awesome. And yeah, it was amazing.
Metallica's. Yeah, I was there. I wasn't front row, but I was. I got an amazing view, and it was an insane show. And the show that they put on is really crazy.
Oh yeah, the fire's going all over the place.
And the setup, like the fact you can sit wherever you want in that arena, and you can have perfect view of the band.
Exactly, it's amazing. And you know what I noticed that they do too is like they're not just like they're smart about it too, like how. At one point, they're never just kind of like grouped. You know what I mean? They are sometimes get like specific, but like they're usually each person is usually at a corner. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like you're always getting.
They have mics all around the stage, and they're always moving.
It's great.
It's amazing.
I had this amazing video when they did Blackened. I have James and Kirk were just right in front of my face, and they're doing the solo, and I was like, oh my god, it was crazy.
Yeah.
And then I have I just can't even believe it. One of the best concerts ever. I mean, I was gonna next thing they do, I mean, I'm definitely gonna have to go buy one of those black tickets probably and just go see 20 something shows. Such a great band. So I never get tired of Metallica. But I mean, yeah, like I mean the thing about James Hetfield, I mean how he kinda I don't know, the way they put together, so I guess him and Lars are a big part of it too, but the way they put together songs, I mean, how they, and this is a lot what I do. I mean, if I write a song, I don't sit down and go, all right, it's song time, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And don't just like randomly start playing whatever comes to my mind. You know, it'll be I have notes in my phone, and then I play it, and I'm like, okay, yeah, that's good. Okay, my God, that's maybe not as good, but maybe it could be something else, and kind of just clobble stuff together. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
So, I mean, then that's, yeah.
Yeah, and I agree because like I put out an album in May, and then I was basically like I felt a lot of pressure to start writing again.
Yeah,
but I didn't know what to write about, and I just wasn't there. And then like the other day, I wrote my first song since April, and I was just
it's a good song, man.
Because it just came. Exactly. Yeah,
and you can't.
Like it depends on what the situation is.
I wanted to say something. What's that song you have? It's like Winnipeg Dreams or something like that.
Yeah.
That song, bro, I'm telling you, that song touched me in way, you know what I mean? It's really good. I mean, it's like, it's how I feel about doing music and shit. It's like, what's that, like, no one knows what they're doing. Everyone's trying to impress each other.
Yeah.
I was like,
Sorry. Hey, thanks. I appreciate that because because that was like basically that. I knew it was a messy song, but in terms of the production, but honestly, the little but big meaning behind that song. And like originally when I put it out, I wasn't so sure about that song, but
yeah,
when I put it out, that seems to be what people are enjoying the most.
Oh, because it's just so relatable. Like it's weird how like you've just found the perfect words for it. Like it's not like super, it's like has a deeper meaning, but it's like face value, you know what I mean? Like it's like it's like it was like I was listening to it, I was like, holy shit, like that's how it is. I mean, yeah, I had a break from like social media and stuff because of, you know what I mean, it's just intense, you know what I mean? So,
and also the thing is, sometimes I'm that person on social media as well. That's why, like, sometimes we don't realize it, right?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, we gotta be. It's crazy. I mean, you see, because the social media is always the best of the best of the best. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, the band that, you know, they're doing all this shit. That's like, oh, fuck, why aren't I as good as them? Or you know what I mean? You get discouraged, or like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Or even you can be a part of it where you're just putting out like great stuff and you're showing all the stuff. And I mean, it's, you don't think about it when, I think my philosophy, I don't know, is I'm just making this up now, but I don't know. I try to be like more, you know, it's, you know, I'm just doing boring shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. And I,
Like in day-to-day life, you know what I mean? That's what cool about social media. I mean, it's I'm sitting here playing fucking Minecraft again. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's I mean, in the world, especially in the time we're in, like, I realize, like, in April, when we were, like, fully, fully at home, I was on social media way too much. And it just gave me, like, especially during, like, the month of my album release, it was, like, just gave me a very unusual feeling.
Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about.
And I was trying to, like, I started, like, a live stream series, which I haven't done for a while, but I felt so much pressure to be putting it on.
Yeah, well, that's like, the thing. I did the Covering Manitoba stuff, and, like, I used to put those out on a weekly basis, and, bro, it's fucking intense. Like, it's actually fucking intense. But so now I find it much more enjoyable. Like, I've only gotten two out since I've done this new way, but it's like, I'm like, I'm going to do it when it's going to get done. And it makes for a better cover of a song, and it makes for a more enjoyable experience because I don't have to fucking like do all this shit in a week.
Yeah. And like, what I wanted to do with these live streams is I wanted to put on a stage show from my basement with a camera on me. But I realized, like, that's not what people want to see. So, like, one day when I'm bored, I just sit down, turn on the camera on Instagram, and just play whatever I want.
Exactly,
People enjoy that more.
Because
they
can tell. They can tell
it's coming from me.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I totally feel that.
Yeah, I agree. How has, like, I mean, you and I are very similar in the fact that we sort of go for, like, the one-man band sort of thing. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm technically, like, am a solo artist, but at the same time, when I play live, I want to play with a full band, and I want to be referred to as a band.
Exactly.
Because, like, I have a band name for my, like, so, essentially, like, how do you find that that's been, that's worked out for you, or do you find that it's been a struggle?
Well, so, the one man band, like, I know I want to have a band, like, for sure. Like, I don't like the idea of just being a solo project because you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's good and bad in ways. Good because, I mean, the way I write music is like, and like, also, this is like kind of a my bad thing. Like, I like to write it and then have it done and then just have it, like, I don't like to, like, kind of sit there and jam. Like, if I'm seriously writing, I don't like to sit and jam, you know what I mean? Like, it's fun to jam and then come up with something. It depends on different, like, for folk especially, it's so, you can't just jam a folk song. I mean, in my experience, like, it's something that has to be constructed. It's like, okay, this is, you know what I mean? Like, if it's like a rock or this or metal, like, let's do it. Let's jam it, and then we can just fucking rip it out. You know what I mean? But songwriting is definitely, like, kind of like a solo thing for me. But I mean, like, but it's also the fact of, like, you know, when I do, I want to, like, ask the right people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I think I will ask people, and, like, I do have a few people that I'm thinking of. You know what I mean? But yeah, no, I'd like to be for this to become more of a collaborative effort between people soon.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, there's things like I've mentioned, like singing harmonies and stuff. It's like, oh fuck, like, you know, I wish I had someone else's kind of vocal on this because it would sound like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So definitely that could be useful. I mean, but for now, I mean, especially with COVID and stuff like that, and like no ability. Yeah, like
I can't get together and practice with my live band.
Yeah.
Because I assembled a live band over the spring and like a lineup with people who I know are great musicians, and
we practiced
outside because we want to be safe with COVID in July. Uh-huh. At the beginning of July, and we haven't practiced since because we just haven't been able to with COVID.
Yeah, like, exactly.
I schedule a band meeting and all of a sudden we're in lockdown.
Yeah, okay, that's how it works. Best laid plans. What's it called? I mean, like, so I'm gonna have a band one day. Like, and it's not, I don't think when they have a band, it's not gonna be my band. You know what I mean? When I find that when the right people come and when I'm ready to open it up, and just because, like, and it's not like an emotional thing, like, I'm not ready to, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, this timing's fucked. Like, this shit's fucked right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's gonna be more of a collaborative thing, and there'll be people in here. The goal is to get people in here.
The nice thing is with sort of in a way being on your own, you can pick whoever you want to blame.
Exactly. Yeah. And exactly. And then this is the thing, like, you get to pick whoever you want. You can, and then also, like, the best thing about doing it alone is, like, you don't have to, I mean, you're just about talking about scheduling band meetings and I don't want to, the bureaucracy of it would be intense. I mean, you have to schedule band meeting, make sure everyone's on the right page when you're doing a song, make sure everyone knows what's going on.
Yeah.
If you're going to make a post on Instagram, make sure everyone knows this post is going on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Having like your own thing is just like, fuck it, I'm doing what I want. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. And basically the nice thing is, like, because I'm sort of doing this on my own and I'm recording all my music myself, recording a song isn't like a one song isn't like a 2 full-day process. It's a few hour process, but then like mixing and all that stuff. So you had like your debut show as Melly Farah with Jared Adams.
Yeah.
How did that go? Especially performing in this very odd environment.
Well, we got so lucky.
That show was in the perfect time in this pandemic. Yeah,
like it was like when it was picking up, and I was nervous. I was like, "Fuck!" Like, well, I was nervous for a bunch of reasons. First, I was terrified. It was a miserable leading up to it. Was miserable. I was scared. I was just like, "Oh fuck." But I got some people together that are way better than me. Amazing musicians.
Well, that's the way to do it.
Amazing musicians. I mean, like, I was doing one of the song laid plans I do. I'm like, well, maybe we should do like whole band thing. And I'm like, yeah, maybe you guys could like put a harmony over it. I'm like, all right, we have to write this harmony. And then they just did it. They just sung the harmony. I went, what the f-? You know what I mean? So, and pretty much it. I mean, I play music at at a restaurant, and then it was the same night at the restaurant. I had to get off work there, fucking go to the venue, and then by the time we went up, man, I'm telling you, crushed it. It was such a good time.
Yeah,
I sung well, which is usually my biggest worry. I was about the same, but I felt I sung well. It was just fun, good vibes. We rocked it like fucking no one else could rock it, and yeah, had a great time.
Well, you were talking about how, so you just mentioned how you were worried about your singing. Did singing come naturally for you?
No. No. It's still not natural. You know what I mean? I mean, I do it because I do like the sound of my voice, but I just got to get, you know, it's like playing a guitar. It's out of tune. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I'm working on techniques and stuff like that, you know? that's definitely like something that's got to get worked on and something, you know what I mean? And like, I look up to people that suck, not suck, but are you know what I mean? The guys like Tom Waits is an interesting voice. Neil Young is an interesting voice. You know what I mean?
But they got great lyrics.
A lot of these indie guys, Phil Evram from The Microphones, is a great band, and he has a more interesting kind of voice there. So, you know, like it's just that. I mean, if you can, I just kind of try my best and, you know, get it going and see what I can do. Live, I love singing live. Like, that's the thing. Like, singing live is a good time, man. Especially with the band. I love playing with the band. That's why. It was just so much fun rocking out. And that's what I had a great kind of realization. Like, these songs, like, they got to rock, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's hell yeah. Sure. It was a good time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Loved it. Loved every second of it.
Yeah. So let's go more into depth with, like, the two singles that you released. First off, the attention on Spotify that you've been getting is really cool.
Yeah.
Did you sort of just get lucky with that, or did you sort of have a plan going into it?
Well, I had a whole, like, I went to college for marketing. So before I do anything, it's marketing is, it's always like, it depends. Like, I mean, I did an interview where I was in the marketing mode, and all I would talk about is marketing because I was just so into it. And I'd probably think I'm just some sort of like guy who wants money. I'm in the wrong business if I want money. No, but I mean, it's intense. It's like, contacting blogs, contacting playlist curators, sending it out, college radio, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like I just put it out there and then, oh, poof, you know what I mean? It's a ton of networking and contacting and, you know what I mean, building relationships with people. It's like,
it's hard.
It's like I'm doing all the work that a label would do for me, because the label has a set list of people that they contact, they send it out, goes on to blogs, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I have to do, sorry.
That's okay. On Spotify, I was in like a very bad position. I had like 50 followers, but I had like 5 listeners.
Yeah.
And it doesn't look good. So like,
well, the thing is, I mean, a followers with that, I mean,
I'd rather have more listeners.
Well, yeah. But I mean, it's like, think about it. Like, you're not listening to, I don't know, Black Ice. I was talking about AC/DC. You're not listening to Black Ice anymore. Cause you know, Power Up is out or whatever, you know what I mean? Or in the meantime, I wasn't listening to AC/DC at all that much. You know what I mean? It's just because, like, you know, you got to release the music and it comes with that. You know what I mean? The listeners thing, I mean, I've always been opinion, like, the listeners is great, but I mean, I like to see the number of streams go up and the listeners kind of stagnate, you know what I mean? Because that means, you know what I mean? If I get 100 listeners a day and 100 streams a day, it's like, oh, wait, no one's fucking listening to the song, you know what I mean? So that's a good number, and I've been having good success with that. But I mean, it is weird, and it's another thing like social media. You can get obsessed. Oh, if only 5,000 listeners, but they have 10,000. What the fuck? You know what I mean? But but that's what I'm saying. On Spotify, like, you got to make, you know, no one really releases an album and gets a million streams just by releasing the album. You know what I mean? If no one's has 100,000 streams on Spotify a month, there's a 99.9% chance they're on Spotify curated playlists. You know what I mean? So that's the game. It's like, you got to get played. I mean, you know, when Lady Gaga releases a song, it's on the top of every playlist, and that's why she gets, you know, millions of streams. I mean, I would like to see like what percentage of like is actually like her fans that still steady stream. I mean, I bet that's a huge chunk. Lady Gaga's dope as all hell, but yeah. I would say people like don't get discouraged on the amount of streams that people are getting, because there's probably a lot of things that are going on, you know, behind the scenes. I mean, like I have playlists that I'm on that literally get me, you know, 500 streams a day. And it's like, oh, without that, I'd be fucked. Not fucked, but without that, it would be a lot less of a number. You know what I mean? Yeah. But like, you know, just contact people. You got to put in the, like, after you're done the music, that's when the real work starts. But to me, I truly enjoy the marketing aspect of it. So, I mean, it's good for me. But, a lot of hard work. It wasn't just like, oh.
Yeah. And, yeah. Like, the thing is, you never know. Because, like, I got onto this decent playlist not too long ago. And I was, like, just about to get my first 100 listeners. And then the next day, he removed me from the playlist.
Yeah. It's a fickle game, man.
And then now, like, it's going down. It's like, it's kind of so sad.
Yeah, you fall from grace.
Yeah.
But that's exactly, that's the thing. I mean, getting on playlists, contact playlists, playlists. Because, I mean, if no one hears you, no one's going to be able to, you know, listen to music and stuff like that. But it's interesting. I mean, Spotify, I have, I think, 5,000 listeners. I got to check right now. I have 5,000 listeners a month, I think. And then, oh, yeah, my new stats just got uploaded. Let me see. Sorry. but on Apple Music, it's so much less. But I think Apple Music is kind of like my baby because it's like less. You know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to bolster that up now. Like, I'll get like 3 listeners or 4 listeners a day on Apple Music.
Yeah.
And like, I'll be like, let's go. But if I get like less than, you know what I mean, 200 listeners on Spotify, I'll be bummed.
Yeah.
It's interesting. But because like, but that's the thing, because I know, like, I'm not Spotify, on the playlists.
Spotify shows other people, though. That's the thing. So
exactly, yeah.
There's more, a little more pressure.
Exactly, yeah. It is pressure. And that's another thing. It's, part of me is, it's a double-edged sword, because like, it's like, it's good motivation if I see someone that has like 7,000. I'm like, all right, let's fucking go. I got to contact more blogs. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? But it also is that thing of like, oh, fuck, like, this guy is so much more, like, oh my god. But then also you realize, like, people that are more than you, they've been doing it longer. Like, some people have been doing it for years, and it's like, okay, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I've been doing it for months.
Exactly. And that's the thing. It's like, it's like oh man. I mean, you, before I released any music, or I don't know if it was before or when, during, I looked at your thing and like, it's like, whoa, this guy has like 1,000 streams on his thing. Like, what the hell? You know what I mean? Like, that's amazing. It's all relative, you know what I mean? And I appreciate every little single listener that even touches my music. I mean, it's just truly like, beautiful. And you also, know what's cool? On Apple Music, they show Shazams, and that's my favorite stat. I have like 4 Shazams. And so like, someone liked this song enough to put up their phone and go like, what is this? You know what I mean? That's that. Yeah. That's the shit that blows my mind, bro.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah, for sure. And because like, the thing about Spotify is you could have like double more listeners than you do followers, and it basically, it's not real fans listening to your music. It's just people listening to the playlists.
Exactly.
So it's the playlists who are benefiting, not you. Not necessarily, sometimes.
Well, exactly. Well, I mean, that's like, I would never play, like, a little PSA to people, don't ever pay to get on a playlist. You know what I mean?
Don't pay?
Never, ever will I pay to get
this guy's trying to charge me now. He's like, he wants $10 and a lot of shout outs to be on his playlist. And I'm like,
so a shout out, I'll do a shout out. A shout out. I'm totally cool. Oh, I dropped my microphone. I'm totally cool with doing a shout out, but paying, I mean, because that's where you run the risk. It's like, okay, are these even real people? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Shout outs are fine. Like, I mean,
yeah, because like, I was trying to get this guy to mix one of my songs, and he's asking for a lot of money for just one song, and I'm like, one, I'm actually just gonna do it myself, and I'm like, two, based on the looks of it, I think this is fully a scam.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta be careful. I mean, totally. I mean, I haven't been like bitten in the ass by it yet. I mean, I've read a lot of stuff where like, some guy, he got like $1,000. Like, this is like a test he did. So he's like, okay, I'm gonna spend this money paying playlisters to see what happens with my song. And like, he said like a portion of them were fake. I mean, you gotta really keep an eye out. I mean, if it says like, you know, you can definitely tell if it has like 56,000 streams on it, it's like, yeah, maybe. But then like, yeah, but you just gotta keep your eye open. It's a lot of work, a lot of contacting.
This guy said I wanted to like get to mix my song. He was like rapidly messaging me. He was like, send me the stems to the song. And I'm like, and then he's like, then I'll tell you how much it is, and then you can back out of it at any time. And I'm like, but then you still have my song.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm like, what are you gonna, and I'm like, I don't want
what
you,
are you doing?
I'm like, I don't want you remixing my song and releasing it under your own name, which is what it looks like he was gonna do. I'm just like, you know what, thank you for all your advice. And then, that's when you block him and forget about it.
honestly, like, I mean, that is the thing. I mean, I get a lot of you get a message on your post saying like, oh, message me at da 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 right now.
Oh, that like, stuff's all like, the guy, like the people who are like, we'll get you verified for free on Instagram. I'm like, I have 500 followers. I don't want to be verified.
Yeah, exactly. Verified to do what? I mean, all these social media agencies, it's like, get the fuck out of here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like, I mean, there are a lot of touring acts, but it's funny. You go on and then you see like a group with 2,000 followers who's verified, and then you see this group with 100,000 followers who aren't verified. And
yeah,
like,
it doesn't
why?
Mean anything. It really it doesn't mean anything.
No, it's I mean, it's helpful for like the really famous, like
I mean,
the
exactly.
Millions.
So you're not like, I mean, the whole reason for it was this. I was like, oh, I can't say I'm Lady Gaga and be like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, or you can't be like, and you can't be like, oh, I'm the Winnipeg Jets, or like,
exactly.
When,
yeah,
when you're really just a fan account.
Exactly, but if someone's, you know, Melly Farah, I mean, who gives a fuck? I'd be hyped if someone wanted to be personally. Yeah. I'd be down. You know what I mean? Like, sure.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah. So, and you sort of like for your song, you definitely can hear a difference in your song "Laid Plans" and then "Crown of Leaves."
Yeah.
What? Did you sort of record those at the same time and just release them in a staggered sort of way, or?
So, "Laid Plans" was in a studio. Okay. It wasn't really mixed or mastered or anything, because like it's kind of like a song where you don't really. I mean, you don't really. It's like on like a stripped back song. There's not much to do to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it doesn't require much.
So I just kind of dropped it. "Crown of Leaves," I did all on this Rode microphone. Pretty much, I was supposed to do this. I was doing work in the studio. Then COVID shut it down. I'm like, oh, fuck it. I'll just release this thing. I don't give a shit. Well, I do give a shit. But like, I was like, it sounds good enough to me. You know what I mean? So I mixed it myself. I mastered it myself. Everything was recorded myself. So, I mean, it was like, yeah, it was staggered. Like, it was, and I was like, yeah, that was kind of the plan. I think right now, releasing stuff is interesting. Right. But by this time, I wanted to have the record out, but
yeah,
you know, stuff happens. So right now I'm working on a collection of I got together some old English and folk songs.
Okay,
sort of from like the 1400s and 1600s.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Stuff
like old stuff.
Old. I'm doing that right now. I'm you know, I'm going to release that a bit sooner rather than later, hopefully. So that's kind of what I'm working on right now. But I mean, yeah, the "Laid Plans" was kind of definitely a bigger production than that one. I mean, "Crown of Leaves," sorry. The harmonies were on there, has drums, guitar, stuff like that.
And it's a neat song, and it's like,
yeah, cool.
But yeah, it's nice to hear that you're moving forward with some stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, I mean, here's the thing. It's like, I have no clue. Like, I would like to eventually start releasing more and more music, but I don't want to just whip out another record. I want to like ease into stuff, but I don't know like when to do that.
Well, did you release singles?
Haven't released a single yet. I'm working on a single right now, though.
Yeah, well, singles, I mean, that was my move. I mean, I just did two singles for it. I mean, then, yeah, like, I kind of just had something out to put out. And, like, that's the thing I talked about marketing. I mean, like, it's easier to market one single than a whole album, maybe. I don't know.
Yep.
I don't know. Well, just to get people interested in me, get cultivated audience before I released a whole album. Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
it's definitely, I mean, it's something to think. I mean, the whole album is terrifies me, because like,
yeah,
it just would be, it's just so much work, and like I know it is.
Yeah, like I put out that album. I'm at least for the next long while, I think I'm done with albums. I'm just like, I never realized. I guess I didn't properly do my research, and I'm like, oh, I need to get an album out, when really I could have been releasing singles and EPs.
Yeah, you could. Yeah,
like now, what I wanted to do is I want to record some drum tracks in a studio, but do the rest of my house. But yeah. Of course, Code Red.
Code Red.
Or
man.
Lockdown.
Lockdown 2.
Everything.
It's my birthday tomorrow, and my dad, he said he wants to get together. I'm like, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I'm not upset about the decision that was made to go into Code Red.
No, of course not.
Because like we need to stay
hard
home.
Reset, bro. Hard reset for for a month. Then
we need to get back to the position that we were in July.
I know, and I mean, I don't know. You can say hindsight's 2020, but like it wasn't hindsight, and like if when we had 100 cases a day, we should have just been like no. No more.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And for sure.
Because, like, I mean, like, it's crazy to think, like, we were actually having gigs. Like, what the fuck was it? It was, like, seems like some, like, weird dream world now, but, like, there was gigs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was crazy. It was awesome. But, you know what I mean? It's an interesting thing. Because, I mean, like, sometimes, like, some people kind of, like, are obviously going through tough stuff right now.
I know. Yeah,
but I mean, it's like it's for me. Honestly, it's a nice break to me. Just to like sit at home and just kind of like do whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I assume you're in school, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm in school. I was online for a while because I had to like isolate, and then I had to go, and then I decided to stay home because it was just all crazy. And then I'm back now, hopefully, but I'm scared, man, because, like, not about the fact that getting sick, but I don't want to all of a sudden go to school for one day, then come home and get an email saying you have to isolate for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Because I don't, although we are in lockdown, I don't want to have to live in my basement.
Well, what's the difference?
Away from my family.
There's a difference between lockdown and isolation. You know what I mean? Like, when it's isolation, like, I went, you know, and I went for, like, a walk or whatever, or I, you know what I mean? Like, you can't do that when you're isolated.
Yeah.
Like, it's and then, like, you guys are really just fucking gotten thrown into the fire.
Yeah. Because that's what happened. Luckily, we only had to isolate that time for, like, I think it was 4 days because the exposure dates were a while back. But I don't want to all of a sudden, like, get an email saying you're in isolation for 2 weeks.
And this has happened before, eh?
Yeah, it's happened to other kids in my grade and stuff. It's just like crazy.
Like they've got the COVID, or they've got exposed. That's crazy. I mean, what school do you go to?
St. John's Ravenscourt.
St. John's. Oh yeah. So I mean, yeah, like that's.
And it's all crazy. And, it's just like at the beginning, school was great because we have 3 classes a day.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
But the classes are all 1 hour and 45 minutes long.
But
you would think that it's horrible, but we get a 30-minute break in between every single class. So
it's like you're in university or something.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah. And the nice thing is I barely get any homework because I during these 30-minute breaks, I just do my schoolwork and I get home and I got the night free.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So it's good and bad, but I'm interested to see what will happen because I'd like to stay at school, but at the same time, like, we don't, nobody knows.
What's the thing? I mean, I see a lot of people saying, like, shut down the schools, shut down the schools. I mean, without any, it's hard. It's because it's like, I mean, I bet kids want to go to school. I mean, parents kind of need kids to go to school because they got to go to work. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's really a lot more nuanced than, you know, it is.
Yeah.
I mean, and finally they're doing it. I thought the whole handling of it was a fucking disaster. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because, like, I don't know what people don't understand, though. Like, wear a mask when you're out and stay home.
Exactly. I mean,
what's up with these anti-mask things in, like, Manitoba?
Yo, did you see? There's this guy. It's like the Bud Light Night. Have you seen
that? Yeah, I saw that.
That guy's going to tell him what's good. I love the Bud Light Night. That guy, he's like,
But like we were like driving right by Keniston, and there was like this car, and it had like posters on the side, and it's like, oh, and he's like, oh, I feel like a prisoner. I don't want to wear a mask. I'm like, like, what's wrong with, like, I understand people can't handle the mask, but like, it's like putting on a hat, and it makes a little difference.
Well, you know,
but that goes a long way.
You wear scarves, bro. It's 9 months out of the year you wear a scarf.
Yeah.
What's
you
the
wear,
difference?
You wear a neck warmer. Throw a neck warmer over your face and walk into a store.
Belly clava, and then you won't wear a mask. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, it's just, I don't know. It's not even like, it's like, just do it for yourself. Like, I don't want to get sick, man. Like, I was very much at risk going to work every day and stuff like that. And like, I'd be on the bus and be like, oh, this is it. You know what I mean? But I'd always be washing my hands, sanitizing, you know what I mean? Stuff like that. You know,
I mean, and sometimes it just comes down to luck as well.
Oh, yeah. Like, it's crazy. Like, I mean, you hear lots of stories. People like, I did everything right. Like, I mean, I went to the store once and then I just, you know what I mean? I've been incredibly lucky.
Yes, me too. I haven't got sick yet, which is really great.
And like, and it's funny, like for a workplace at least, like when someone does get sick at work, it just pretty much like everyone has to go home until the test results come back. And I mean, like it's to be honest, it's almost a little like midweek vacation. I remember I had like the smallest sore throat one time, and I'm like, well, I gotta go home. So I went go get tested, and like. Getting tested is crazy. I mean,
it's scary. It's scary because you're standing here and you may not have COVID, but you're surrounded by people.
Oh, yeah. People that are
100% do.
Yeah. That's what's freaky. And then they shove that thing.
And then, the person who's testing you has just been exposed. Like, it's like scary. Like, these people who are like doing the testing, like,
they're getting bravo. Hit bad. Yeah, but like, bro, yeah, they're heroes, man. Absolute heroes. I mean, the healthcare workers, I mean, they're...
And you know what's crazy? Like, they thought that they were going to be able to pull off hockey this year?
Hell no.
I mean, I want to play hockey so bad. It was great to be on the ice. It felt like a little bit of normalcy, but it was
not... I wonder if the outdoor rinks are going to be open.
They're not allowed to flood them this year, apparently.
Oh, that's such a shame.
I know. But it's like, but the hockey, like, you can't distance on the ice, and there wasn't. And then all of a sudden, it was like, you can now wear masks on the ice. And then the next
week. What the
hell? Yeah, and it was hard, but I could deal with it. I'm just glad to be on the ice. And then the next week, we are off the ice for good.
Yeah.
Until we find out otherwise. But, like, it's...
At least you don't have to wear your mouth guard there. You can get away with not wearing your mouth guard.
Yeah. But, like, it's crazy. And, like, I don't know. I just don't know. And, like, I'm hoping at least Winnipeg can, like, get back into decent shape.
Yeah, we will overcome it. You know what I mean? We will. You know, so, I mean, some... things might, you know what I mean, might take a bit, but
yeah,
eventually it'll be a thing. It's like, yo, what the fuck, remember when that happened? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I remember those two insanely crazy years.
Yeah,
because like everybody's saying how bad 2020 is. We're about to go into 2021. It could be worse.
Yeah. When you thought 2020 was bad. Yeah, 21. What are you? That's so funny. You, the sequel, bro. You weren't ready for the sequel. No, I mean, but it does give it time. It gives a lot of time, and it's interesting. I mean,
yeah. And this year has also offered some great opportunities. Like, I never thought in 2019 I'd be starting a podcast that actually went somewhere.
Yeah, congrats to you. This, you know, you have some wild guests on here, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. How do you reach these people?
I literally just, Instagram.
DM?
Is my, yeah.
Like, yeah, wow.
I'm surprised by who responds. It's surprising. Like, people right now are actually checking their DMs. Like, people with, like, 30,000 followers, all that stuff. Like, but, like, I mean, I have had a lot of Winnipeg guys on here, but...
Yeah, totally, but I mean...
But then, like, all of a sudden, I'm like, there's, like, these other podcasts who do the same thing, and I'm like, why don't I just expand it?
Exactly.
And then, like, I reach, like, my big first big one. Like, I reached out to the guitarist from the Cancer Bats.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, he responded like 2 minutes later, and he's like, "Okay, tell me when." And I'm like, "Wow!" And like I got all like these sick '90s bands who are coming on.
Yeah, you got Harlequin. Did you get Crash Test Dummies on here too?
Yeah.
And that's like, so cool. And like, they're both Winnipeg too, eh?
Yeah, and like a Conaline Crush is like,
yeah,
that's I'm negotiating. It's like, it's fun, and I get to I don't want to say become friends, but like sort of
build a relationship.
Get it? Yeah, and like these people now know who I am, which is
and you know,
man, amazing.
You will be, how old are you right now?
I'm 12.
You're 12. Oh my God, what was I doing? I was fucking 12. You released an album, man. When I was 12, I was trying to play Ace of Spades on my bass, and I sucked at it.
Well, thank thank God I started early, because like, you're gonna be crushing it.
By the time, you are going to be crushing it. I mean, but with this podcast, if you keep it up, the sky's the limit, man.
Yeah, and like, the thing about podcasts is you can like, you can do whatever you need to have an insane show. Like all of a sudden I'm like, wait, I can start asking people for money for my podcast. Like,
yeah, exactly. Like I can Patreon or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Like get sponsors. Like,
it's, well, it's, do you hear about Joe Rogan? He got $100 million from Spotify. Really? to exclusively does Spotify now.
For
his podcast. Yeah. So he's only on Spotify. Okay. They gave him $100 million for 2 years.
That's insane.
Yeah. It's wild. Like, that's, it's insane. Actually, yeah.
Like, I'm getting a little bit per episode just so that I,
like,
can,
like, do you get through off. Through like donations or through just revenue from streaming?
Well, I'm not asked. Well, here's the thing.
You do ads too. You have some ads. That's awesome.
Mainly ads, because for podcasts, you don't make any.
You don't get
any money in.
It's usually like this one's sponsored by Save Shave or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and like reaching out to like expanding from my from like, you know, like a connection through a friend to all of a sudden getting these legit local businesses on my
and like concert. That's what's cool. It's like, holy, like, this kid has Harlequin on his podcast, of course we'll sponsor him, you know what I mean?
And so, like,
who would be your dream guest or a couple of your dream guests? What do you think?
Well, first off, I would love, I mean, it's not possible because he's passed away, but sitting down having a conversation with Gord Downie.
Yeah, from Richard Hip. Yeah, yeah.
That would be insane. But honestly, getting people on my podcast, like Metallica, like, you know, it'd be the funniest episode, like me sitting down and talking to Ozzy, who can barely speak.
Have you seen the old videos of
the
Osbournes?
Like, yeah, and like,
such
like
a funny show.
Like the Kanye, no, like the, like Justin Bieber, who's she? That sort of stuff from Ozzy Osbourne. Yeah. He's so funny. But like, I mean, there's so many people I'd love, like, even, oh, that's a tough question. Like, so many people I'd love to talk to about their music. Like, it's crazy to think, like, right now I'm having local Winnipeg bands and then a few bigger bands. And then I've had like a splash of big names here and there.
Yeah.
And then like all of a sudden, like we don't realize anymore, but like the Crash Test Dummies were huge in the 90s. Like, I didn't even realize. Like,
oh yeah.
Like their song on like YouTube has like 100 million views.
Yeah.
And like,
they get over 1 million streams on Spotify a month still.
Yeah. Yeah.
Crazy. That's amazing.
But like, it's, I mean, like getting, it's amazing. Like there's, I don't know who I want to, I don't know who would be my dream. Like, I mean, this will sound silly, but my favorite band ever is The Watchmen. I just love them so much. Like, their music is insane. And I've had, two out of the four members on individually, but like They are such an inspiration for me, although they weren't the biggest band ever. Like,
yeah,
they were such a big inspiration for me. So that for me was special. But also, like, I could have these, like this kid on YouTube, like, he doesn't have a podcast, but on YouTube, this kid, I think it's called, like, Little Punk People.
Okay.
Or something. And he has, like, these, he has, like, these rock stars on his podcast somehow. And he gets, like, doesn't have a whole lot of subscribers and all that stuff, but he has, like, Corey Taylor from Slipknot. He's got all the guys from Metallica.
Yeah.
He's got Pantera, like,
I've seen how? That kid, yeah. I've yeah, seen that like, kid. I've seen his James Hetfield interview.
Like,
yeah, it's all about who you know. I don't know. Yeah. Like, that's like, the thing. It's like, yeah.
I got Crash Test Dummies on through a connection. Like,
well,
I
was probably exactly.
I was talking to someone, and I'm like, oh, I'd love to get the Crash Test Dummies on. And he's yeah. like, which member? Does it matter which member? He's like, because like I see this guy every Monday at like such and such.
Yeah. That's super cool. It's all about who you know, man. And that's the yeah. thing. Like, the more you do, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, say some guy from this local band knows this guy from this local band, which is on the same label as this artist
yeah.
who is lived with this artist. And it's like, oh, it's like, there's James Hetfield. You know what I mean?
Yeah. but yeah, exactly. like, but yeah, I'll ask two more music related questions so that we can,
Because yeah, exactly.
we've been talking for a long time.
oh,
it's
shit.
So easy to get sidetracked.
yeah, I know.
Okay. But do you have any advice for beginner musicians?
Oh, boy. Speaking from someone that's been doing this for 6 months. no, just do it, bro. Like, just don't worry about it being perfect or having the greatest, you know, whole album done yeah. or just do it. Just write a song.
People appreciate what you got.
Exactly. It's like, just release it, build an audience early, you know what I mean? And just, yeah, like, don't be afraid to suck, because you will suck, you know what I mean? But just, like, release something you're proud of, and that's all that really matters. And don't... you know, and I'm still learning this too. I mean, comparing yourself to others is yeah. a death sentence. I mean, especially these huge, you know, it's like, oh, fuck, why can't I write Master Puppets? What the hell's wrong with me? You know what I mean? It's like, you know what I mean? But just do it, man. Get GarageBand or get a DAW on a PC and get a, you know, $50 microphone. And then just play or, mm-hmm. you know, however you want to do it. Yeah. But just put it out there, you know, because everyone has their own little unique thing. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. And yeah, for sure. And before we wrap up the interview, is there anything else you'd like to add? Where can people find music, all that
all sort right.
of stuff, social media?
The whole so it's going to be Melly Farah Band on Instagram and Facebook. I'm going to get this right. I'm going to spell it right. It's going to be M-E-L-L-I-F-E-R-A underscore
Correct.
Band.
Correct.
yeah. So that's on Instagram, Facebook. You go on Twitter. I love Twitter. Twitter's awesome. I have a lot of fun on Twitter. I got a series covering Manitoba. I cover local artists, releases whenever I want it to.
That's actually fun.
That yeah, it's fun. It's good.
Winnipeg has insanely talented musicians who
yeah,
are
it's amazing.
Who are so underrated. I feel
oh
so
yeah,
bad.
We are literally thriving with amazing musicians, and it's yep. amazing because we all it's all a big support group too. Everyone's super cool.
Yeah,
I love them all. Yeah, so covering Manitoba, check that out. I've done. Bands like Living Hour. I've done great bands like Micah Ehrenberg, you know, just a couple great ones right there. I've also done Lana Winterhalt. She's great. What am I saying? Oh, yeah. Laid Plans, Crown of Leaves on Spotify, Apple Music, Bandcamp, YouTube, wherever. And I do have a new thing coming out soon. Old folk songs. Only 1,600 kids will remember those ones. But you know what I mean? But you know, it's coming back. So yeah, that's it. And you know,
awesome.
Keep on rocking in the free world.
Awesome. Thanks, awesome. Man. All right, I'm not 100% sure, but this may have been my longest interview yet. I guess Matt just loves to talk. No problem with that. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Like I said earlier, we have some very amazing special guests coming up soon. In the meantime, please go follow me on Instagram at TalkinRockPod. And make sure to use that promo code for Flower and Flower. Thank you guys so much. I'm GMH, signing off.
Let's talk and rock. It's Talkin' Rock with GMH.